For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I just want to love somebody.
That's catchy, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. Sticks in my head. That and Wi-Fi? Booby!
Streaming?
Boobies!
I don't say boobies.
Gaming?
Boobies! Sorry. Anyway, let's talk about some stuff, shall we? Yep. Here's the thing. The Tiger King got married. I'm very excited about this.
He did?
Joe Exotic is married.
Who's he marrying?
He married a bride named Jorge.
Jorge.
Yep.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that a person on the outside? Or?
Nope, it's somebody on the inside.
Oh, prison wife.
Yep.
Oh,
yep,
my.
Yep. So that's sweet. Let's see here. Despite being in the midst of a 21-year federal prison sentence, the Tiger King star revealed yesterday he got married.
You know, that's better than marrying somebody on the outside, though.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to have a relationship, you know, you're better off marrying somebody that, you know, you're in proximity of.
Yeah.
Instead of, being outside of the jail.
I didn't know that the Menendez guy, like, one of them has a wife.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know which one, but one has a wife.
Yeah, how do you do
that? He got married. Well, she kept sending letters and pictures and things, and he just fell in love. They had a wedding.
Did you see the latest study that women don't want to get married anymore? Spadil?
I'm all for it. I don't really want to get married either.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Well, you were talking about marriage.
You were
all into it
before.
Hook, line, and
sinker. Yeah, and then now, no. That whole thing just changed my mind.
You got burned, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it says that women now, more than ever, are saying that they... Here it is. More women are ditching the traditional ideal of marriage and instead choosing to live their best single lives ever. See, maybe that's what happened. She decided to live her best life, ever.
After meeting me, though, I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah,
know.
That's what we're saying. We're saying, that she's met you and then decided to live her best life ever without you.
Yeah, I see your point.
Yeah.
No.
That's exactly what we said.
She just probably, because, you know.
Yep.
Once you're with somebody and they're there all the time and stuff, you're like, ugh. Anyway, there is this Pew Research Center survey. Almost half of U.S. women didn't view marriage as an important element of a fulfilling life. According to the survey, only 34% of single gals were looking for a serious romantic relationship, which is down from 38%. Almost 54% of women between the ages of 18 and 40 declared themselves as single and ready to mingle. Yeah.
This study is 5 years too late.
Wow. You are not very nice.
I'm just saying. I'm a very honest person.
This is where you go, I'm kidding.
Why couldn't that the study have come out like 6 years ago? Oh. Why not?
Listen, you tried your darndest. How long were you guys together?
12 years.
Yeah. So you know what? You really tried to hold out.
I was waiting on a study. And this morning's the day.
There it is.
But only know.
There it is. Hey, I'm really disappointed in you.
Why?
In you.
What?
And you.
What? Mm-hmm. Why?
That acting was great. It is Earth Day, and none of you even bothered to
I forgot it was Earth Day.
I had no clue.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Hmm.
Wow.
Earth Day.
Today is Earth Day. It's a big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do on Earth Day?
You're supposed to plant a tree.
Okay.
I don't
have room for a tree in the yard. I don't. I don't have room to plant a tree.
You can go to the forest and plant one.
Yeah, go somewhere and plant one.
Well, they got plenty in the forest. That's why it's called a forest. Keepers.
They plant trees in forests.
I mean, maybe out in the field
forest,
and plant
you know
one, but not in the forest. Well,
fine, go to a field and plant one and see how it works out.
I'm not planting a tree today. I'm sure there's something else I can do.
I think you're supposed to go pick up garbage from the ocean.
That's a long way away. I don't have time to go to the ocean.
How about a brook or a stream?
A brook or a stream.
Yeah, or a river. You're supposed to do that.
I'm sure there's some trash at Chatfield.
Write to your political leaders and sign petitions and demand action on stuff.
Nah. I'll just pick up some dog poop.
That's good. Yard.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah. Yeah,
no, I'm
for
just
sure.
saying, yeah.
Let's see here. Pledge your Earth action on social media.
Nah.
And encourage others to get involved.
Nah, I'm going to stick with dog poop.
Let's see here. It says, learn all the facts about Earth Day and spread awareness and inspire action.
Well, obviously, I don't have the facts on this one. None of us do.
Yeah,
we didn't even know it was Earth Day.
Well, I did. I'm the one that just told you.
You just found out, Jamie.
I've known for an hour.
Just waiting to see if we notice.
About 22 minutes.
It doesn't seem like it's a big deal today.
It doesn't.
Why nobody's
like,
been
nobody's
talking
all
about
over it.
No.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I've gone through a lot of feeds over here. I haven't seen Earth Day anywhere.
Well, even our company hasn't said anything about it.
Like,
typically, we get
do.
Like an hour a day out of the day to go plant something or do
just
something.
Just one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think people that cared about the Earth left our company.
Yeah.
And we have people now that don't care about Earth.
It's, what is it called? This year's theme is Our Power, Our Planet.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Whoa. That's heavy.
Really feel stolen it. From my body by choice. It feels a little stolen to me.
Yeah.
Does it not? Yeah. It feels like they stole that.
Yeah,
my body, my choice. Yeah. What was this one? My...
Our power, our planet.
Yeah, my dirt, my choice or something.
Yeah, something. I don't know.
Whatever.
I will tell you, I bought, this is a helpful hint. So Douglas County Conservation District, they sell bushes really cheap.
Yeah.
I bought a bunch of bushes.
Yeah.
And shrubs.
Everybody needs a new bush.
Actually, I just got rid of mine.
You did? Well, now you can get a new one.
Yeah.
From the county. I think Jefferson County does it too.
They do?
I think so.
The conservation district?
I think they do. I'm not sure on that.
You're not
but
a
I think
very good
do.
Advocate for Jefferson County.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm telling you facts. You're like, I think my county. Yeah. My county kicks your ass.
Yeah.
Doug Coe, man.
Where it's at. I hate when your county outdoes my county. I get county envy.
But you should.
I do.
Well, because you don't even know what's going on in your
Come
county.
Come on, Jeff. Go step up.
My God.
Keepers.
All right. Anyway, let's hear it. Hey, did we ever get Dick Van Dyke?
Get him where?
The audio.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Schmidale?
No. I got it. What? Right.
What?
Right here.
Because I was afraid of people. I was just a letter. Father, he might have told me I was dead. And then one day I learned the same way it knows. This world you never heard. And he said, I will know. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound of it.
Perhaps I should explain.
That's not bad. Not bad
not
for a guy.
Bad. Dick Van Dyke treated a crowd of fans to something special when he sang the classic Mary Poppins song, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and didn't mess up at all, and he's 99 years old.
That's pretty... 99.
That's some recall, isn't it? That's pretty good.
And he looks good.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, for 99.
Right, he looks great.
I mean, nobody looks good at 99.
You said that the Pope looks good dead.
He looks good dead. He really does. The way they have him laid out with that new suit that he's got on, that hat, and it's an extra long coffin, too. So because the hat's so damn long.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
No, they have to lay it down. Now, the sash that comes down, you know, right down his belly to the middle of his legs, it's a little cockeyed. So they need to move that over a little bit. But he looks pretty good in there.
So he's lying in state.
He's lying in, well... I don't think he's ready for visitors yet. I think this is behind backstage stuff.
You got a behind the scenes look at the Pope?
Yeah. I got the cardinal view, they call it.
Oh.
What?
That's a special bleacher section?
Yeah. It's like a backstage pass at a concert, you know?
Yeah.
This is called the cardinal view, and it's an exclusive look, but I did get to see him in his coffin this morning. And I got to tell you, he looks good dead.
Yeah, that's what you
he
said.
He does.
I mean... He literally said that to me off the air. And I'm like, what?
He does.
Okay. Anyway, he died of a stroke and heart failure. They've already done the autopsy, and it came out that he had a stroke that prompted irreversible heart failure. But man, he hung in there, didn't he?
He sure did.
Wow.
And you know, I mean, this guy, if you think about it, the timing on all of it was unbelievable. He gets out of the hospital. I mean, he was pert near dead, okay, when he was in the hospital. He gets out of there. He revives himself long enough to get through Easter holiday. And not only that, he took a lap in the Pope Mobile.
Yeah. I mean, like, what a way to go.
Like a farewell lap.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, it was, like, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Because it would have been sad if he would have just died in his hospital like we thought he was going to.
Exactly.
But no, he got to see thousands of people and be, like, all popish, you know?
And give his ceremony or his, you know, his to the congregation. Then he got in the Pope Mobile, spun around the Vatican a couple of times. And then he met with J.D. Vance quickly to say his goodbyes, and boom,
and then he
gone.
Was pooped. The Pope was pooped.
What timing?
Pope was pooped. He's just too tired to go on. That was a lot of activity.
Sure was.
Yeah. All right, Rob Kardashian is out of hiding. We saw a picture of him. He doesn't look so great, but there's a picture of him at Easter with his family. We haven't seen him forever, and last week I even said, where's Rob? And we didn't know. And now we saw a picture of him, and he's alive and kicking.
It's a spotting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's not dressed well, and his sisters are in sequins, so he looks a little out of...
Yeah, it's an Easter photo, and he didn't really take it very seriously.
He did not.
No, he showed up in scrubby clothes, but he did get in the picture.
Do you think that they give him, like, a stipend of money?
You know, I always wonder that.
Yeah,
I always wonder that because they're billionaires, okay?
Yeah.
These sisters are. And Rob, I mean, he's had a sock business that went under, couldn't cut it. You know, and I feel like Rob doesn't have a lot of money, okay?
I don't either.
I think he's pretty much dead broke. I think what he did have, Black China took it away from him.
Yep.
And, you know, pays child support there. So I would guess his sister slide him a 20 here and there, don't you?
Well, it seems not fair. Like, if you're a billionaire and your brother's broke.
I'd do it.
I would, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would give him some money. But then again, you're like, you're not even working, though. Like, he's not doing anything.
It's hard to work when you're Rob Kardashian, though.
That's true.
I mean, where are you going to get a job?
Kohl's.
Waiter?
Kohl's? Shoe department.
I mean, think about it. I mean, that'd be hard to do.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Like, what's your sister doing? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Five Guys was ranked the worst as far as health-wise burger. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, it says Five Guys came in, according to the study, Five Guys, which scored the number one spot in a ranking of the unhealthiest cheeseburgers with a 50-point unhealthiness score. I guess it has the most saturated fat in it. I've never had a Five Guys.
I don't think I have either.
Really?
No.
Oh, they're delicious.
No, overrated.
And they're wrapped in tinfoil?
Yeah,
oh my
but they're
gosh.
So expensive.
But you do feel terrible about yourself after eating it.
Yeah, I've never had one.
Me either.
No.
It's good if you're hungover.
Out of all the burgers, you're going to be shocked, but the best ones, quote unquote, Culver's and then McDonald's.
I know, I wasn't expecting McDonald's
Me
at
either.
All.
They came in, but I think it's because there's not even a burger in there. You know, because they only rank the cheeseburger. Have you had a cheeseburger from
it's
McDonald's?
So thin.
It's so little.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a joke. It's like this big, like your wiener.
Yeah.
I just realized I did like this size and I was pointing at you so that like went through. I am. There you go, tablet trash.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It did work.
Boy, oh boy.
BJ and
Jamie. Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Going to be 71 degrees today. A couple of days of rain in, I don't know, maybe tomorrow and into Thursday. All right, a couple of things that's on our Facebook page you might want to see. First of all, the Australian twins that are being interviewed.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre. These two identical twins are being interviewed over a shooting or something that was going on at their place. But the bizarre part of this whole interview is how they sound alike and say the exact same things as they're speaking.
And they're not even like interrupting each other. They're just talking on top of each other in sync.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
It really is. All right. I'm going to play you a piece of, hang on a second. I've got to reset this.
Sure. Sure. I got nothing going on. I just have them sit here and wait for you. That's
all right. Here's the ladies speaking, doing their interview about this shooting.
Are you all right? Because he had all blood on me.
Remember, this is two ladies, identical twins.
Face, and he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help. And mum distracting him to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And mum ran into the bush behind the fence.
That is so bizarre.
It's creepy. And they're dressed alike, which is odd because they're 70.
You cannot tell these two ladies apart. They're like, 70 years old. They're being asked, and they both, for just a compulsion, they have to talk at the same time for some reason.
Yeah.
When I hear my sister, I've got to start talking. And the bizarre thing is the exact same words.
It's so weird. It is weird.
Like almost down to the hair, too. Their hair is the exact same.
Everything.
Everything's exactly the same.
Yeah.
And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you. All I was thinking about when we were running, I hope he doesn't fire. So blessed.
How close to him do you think you were?
Well, that's wacky, isn't it?
I think they need to move away from each other.
Yeah, they're terrible.
There's something weird going on.
You got to move away because you got to figure they've been doing this for 60 years.
Yeah, they don't even know that they're talking at the same time.
No, they don't even acknowledge each other, do they?
It's so weird.
And if you really want to see something, go to our Facebook page and look at the video, and you'll see a 7'2" dude have to go poop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's on our Facebook page. It's BJ and Jamie.
Nobody else would be having that other Facebook page today.
That is
okay.
True. Yeah.
But on the BJ and Jamie page, Shaquille O'Neal has to leave the set of the NBA show last night because he had the green apple trots.
The other thing about Kawhi is, you know, you all right, big fella? You all right? No. Catching the crap?
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff. Yeah, we're on TV. I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know. Hey, take some matches with you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
After 40, he can't hold it no more.
That's a first.
He can't hold it.
Unless
he's got something. After 40.
Charles Barkley is doubled over.
And not only that, but Shaquille, I feel so bad for him because, you guys, they kept the camera on him the entire time he was walking weird and all the way to the bathroom until he shut the door.
We've all done that
it's
walk.
So bad. I feel so bad for him. Oh, my God.
That's a great thing. I mean, you're on live TV.
Yep.
It's the NBA, you know, playoffs. I mean, lots of people are watching this, and you got to go poop.
Poor thing. Bless his heart.
And you can't sneak out of the room when
you're seven foot two,
you know?
No. Lord.
BJ and Jamie.
The word.
Wow.
I'm
what
just
happened?
Saying.
You just snapped.
Aussie Zam. Aussie Zam. Aussie Zam.
Well,
I don't even know
beloved.
How to say it.
It's a sweet, sweet song.
Yeah. From Ed. E.D.
You go, my ass.
I'm just saying. Aussie Zam. Just say my beloved.
Aussie Zam.
Makes more sense.
That would be hard to... My beloved.
Yeah.
That doesn't really...
Azizam is way easier.
Yeah.
You're
just not romantic.
Facial aesthetics.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to keep plugging that because ladies...
It's be Thursday night. So you're going to learn the latest facial treatments as seen on all the social media pages that we all see. Plus, you're going to get big old gift bags with a bunch of skincare products. And they're going to give away a ton of things. Ooh. Like, it's going to be awesome. So register. It's for you and a guest. Register at alice1059.com. Again, it's alice1059.com. Go to the contest page, and hopefully I will be seeing you Thursday night.
It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun.
Yeah, you guys are going to have a blast down there.
I'm excited about it, to be honest.
All right. Let's see. I think that's it.
Earth Day.
Right. Oh, yeah. Earth Day today.
Yeah.
Earth Day. Do something very earthy.
Yes.
Okay?
Exactly.
And then we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day today. Enjoy your Earth Day. And take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation. so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.